This recording, Missouri 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism to form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arch with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he's looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I grew up in Kansas City. I grew up in a fairly metropolitan part of the city and lived there till I was about 10 years old. We lived across the street from a park, and every day on the way to a small private school that I went to, we had to drive through the plaza, which was a main shopping center in Kansas City, Missouri, when in Christmas time is lit up with thousands of different colored lights. It's very, very beautiful. And sometimes we'd have to leave very early in the morning to get to school and the lights would still be on. When I was about 10, we moved to a suburb in Kansas called Stillwell, Kansas. It was a very small town and I went to a very large school. So it was a very different switch from a huge town and a small school to a small town and a big school. I lived there till I went to college, and I went to college first in Emporia, Kansas, a four-year university, and transferred then to the University of Kansas, which is a bigger four-year university, and I expect to graduate this May. Just tonight, I got an email from the set designer of a show I was in last spring called Ramona Quimby. And the set designer had decided that in the last scene, the Whopper Burger scene, where the Ramona Quimby family goes to the Whopper Burger, that the big set piece would be a humongous hamburger that's dropped from the top of the set. And the theme was a construction theme, so it was dropped in on this big crane. And he sent me this email of a website of what happened to that big hamburger after the show was over, and he took pictures of it in various places. They hung it off the top of Murphy Hall, which is the hall that the theater's in, and then they left it on the side of the building and it snowed on it. And he had just basically pictures of it everywhere, and then he took pictures of, like, Paris and New York and somehow imposed the hamburger in these places, and it was pretty funny.